There's new data out today from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It shows that last year, the average life expectancy for Americans dropped again by over 7 months. Deaths from COVID and drug overdoses, notably synthetic opioids such as fentanyl, have increased the death rate. As a result, the expected lifespan of someone born in the U.S. today is now 76.4 years, its shortest in nearly two decades. Here's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
CDC statistician Kenneth Kuchanek says the report shows how dramatically the nation's health worsened, leading to another startling decline in life expectancy.
It's not a good year for the data, let's put it that way.
Kuchanek says he and his colleagues had hoped the release of new vaccines might make for a healthier 2021. They didn't anticipate the death toll from COVID would top the prior year.
We thought in 2020 there were like 350,000 COVID deaths, but then in 2021 it's up to almost 417,000.
COVID remained the third leading cause of death and accounted for 60% of last year's decline in life expectancy. Kochanek says there are early signs that is abating this year. Preliminary data from 2022 show fewer people are dying from COVID. Still, he says it will take time for life expectancy to rebound or even increase as it had been for many years. That's because there are other factors besides COVID that are to blame for recent declines in lifespan. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and kidney disease proved even more lethal last year. And it wasn't just medical diseases that killed people in greater numbers. There were also more acute signs of despair. A separate report also released today showed deaths from drug overdoses increased again last year to over 106,000. Over the last two decades, overdose deaths have increased fivefold. Kuchanek says suicide and liver disease or cirrhosis from overconsumption of alcohol also increased. Increasing the average lifespan, he says, will depend not only on the trajectory of the coronavirus, but also on how the mental health crisis plays out.
Overdose deaths are increasing. Is that going to continue? The majority of those deaths are to younger people. Deaths to younger people affect the overall life expectancy more than deaths to elderly.
Many more years are lost, he says, when young lives are cut short. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.